Hey, this is Ollie and welcome to The Body Reset. This podcast has been built to help career-driven professionals and business owners intelligently upgrade their body, energy, and personal performance in the modern world. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs, and frameworks that we've used with thousands of clients to navigate health and performance at home and work to look, feel, and function at your best. I hope you get a ton of value out of this, and please subscribe so you never miss another episode. Hey guys, today we're going to dive into own your morning, own the day. This is not going to be another list of all the fancy new things that you need to add in, but more an understanding of how do we fit you back in your day. If you don't know who I am, I'm Ollie. I'm owner of the Meta Project. We work with thousands of clients understanding how to fit health back in their day, not just as a short-term fix to dropping 5 kilos, but making sure long-term we still feel good in our 40s and 50s. I think part of that conversation becomes not just doing what we did when we were 20 and trying to get back to that, because it won't happen. The goal is finding the new 40, 50, 60-year-old version of you. And I think there's a real value behind that when we stop trying to run back to what we used to be and start working towards a stronger, newer, more exciting vision of where we're going. And as I just mentioned, I think we're walking through this approach of going from following a thing for the goal to really just starting to really enjoy the thing for the sake of it. And what I mean by that is rather than washboard abs and beach days, it's about making sure that we can show up feeling better in our own skin. We are present for our partner. We're productive and clear-headed at work. And it's really hopefully getting closer to what I feel creates long-term sustainable change, which is doing it for the sake of how we feel in the moment rather than the outcome of where we're going. Because ultimately the day, every day should be an enjoyable experience, and we want to make sure that health is hopefully a part of that. So what I do want to give you access to at the end of today's training is going to be our morning formula document. And this is going to break down a whole lot of things that we walk through that I think are really, really beneficial towards improving your routine. And if you want access to that, simply comment morning routine below and we'll send that out to you. But what I want to talk to you about today is really getting an understanding of the conversation around the mindset of a morning routine actually sticking long term, rather than giving you a whole lot of stuff and getting excited for 2 weeks and then it falling back into the too hard basket or I'm too busy basket, right? And I think I've seen that quite regularly lately with people reading a new book or watching a video and getting motivated to add in something to their morning routine. And then as soon as life gets busy, it gets pushed to the wayside. Now, I believe I have an understanding as to why that's happening that I'd like to walk you through. When we go through that approach of really getting an insight into a level of motivation, external motivation that's making us want to do something, we get very excited about the outcome. I'll give you an example. If I'm watching the Olympics and I watch the triathlon race and then I go buy a new bike and start biking, I haven't bought it out of feeling good doing the thing. I've bought it and through the motivation of that looks really cool. Getting on stage, winning a medal, and just the how nice that looks in that moment, right? Which means that that goal will never last, right? I finished the Last Dance series probably about 6 months ago. We went out and bought a basketball and it has not been used since, right? We did one or two hoops, realized it was terrible, and then it got left in the garage. And we all have these where we've watched a movie, we've had a motivation, we've had something that comes through that just looks really cool and we'd like to be that person. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be that person, but the thought of doing it through simply looking at the highlight reel, looking at all the fantastic stuff at the end of the goalpost at the very, very end for the reason to do it, almost guarantees that you'll never get there. And it's exactly the same with a morning routine. If we go through that process of trying to install a morning routine because it looks really cool and some rich or shredded person is doing it, we're doing it for the goal that's right over there rather than for the sake of what it's actually going to improve. So I've said it a couple of times, but ultimately where we're trying to go with this conversation and going through the lens of behavior design is trying to realize that getting excited should not come from the external result of us doing this every day, but simply through the warm reinforcement that what we're doing allows us to show up better, right? And you can see how that correlates really well with who we try work with and who we communicate to most, is I think there's a shift in goals as we get older. From the external result of washboard abs and whatever, the external results, to now being in a space where we just want to feel good in our own skin and we want to show up every day in a way that we feel good in ourselves. Energetic, present, calm, not stressed all the time, sleeping well, not having the bung knee or the bloated gut that's getting in the way of us feeling comfortable on a day-to-day basis. So that goal, that target, becomes something that you can achieve every single day and is ultimately an outcome of how I want to feel every day. It's not some far thing at the end of a mountain. I really, really like that. So when we apply this from a morning routine, it ties into that goal really, really well, right? If I nail the first hour of the day, everything else is much harder to stuff up, essentially. I am in a position that I feel so much better and I can continue that momentum through the day. All right. So just be really, really careful initially from where that goal comes from, because if we make it for the external result and we're really motivated about being the basketball player, so we buy the basketball, we immediately make it short-term, right? And as soon as we lose sight of that outcome, or we hit even the first iteration of that thing, then we lose motivation entirely. All right, I try to put lose and motivation together, lose. So rather than going through that approach of the goal itself, the simple question I want you to ask yourself is, the goal is to be the kind of person that looks after himself or herself. If we're proud to see what's in the mirror, and we have the energy all day to be the person we want to be, that's the goal. And that's something we can act on every day, right? So hopefully that makes a lot of sense, but it's just a really, really big shift in how we approach it and ultimately the relationship we have with ourselves, which allows us to look at something we can have a little bit more long term, right? And the benefit of this is that we start to do it regardless of whether it's rain or shine, regardless of whether we want to do it or not, because we realize that a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of a nudge is required for us to feel fulfilled. If we feel that it's uncomfortable and we're only glorifying the external goal, we completely sort of gloss over when it will be tough, right? In order for me to get in shape, I've appreciated that when I didn't feel like working out or dragging my bum to the gym or going for a run. And then when I finished, I felt really good about it because I'm excited about how I know I feel afterwards. So it's a result. It's, or even better, how I'm going to feel during, right? Breaking through the barrier, sweating, breathing, feeling alive. Whereas if I'm just focused on 6 months from now, I'm going to be lean. So I'm just going to suffer and suffer and suffer. 99% of the time, that just will not last because you're not looking at how it's going to be enjoyable every day. And if we dive one step deeper into behavior design and we look at the component of how we're going to do things over time, I think too many people in this space overestimate how quickly or how easy it is to adjust a habit. If we are very unconscious beings in regards to we go through the same patterns every day, we pick up the same thing of toast, we walk out the door the same way, we put the bag on our shoulder the same way, simply becoming aware of things that are conscious habits in our day is quite uncomfortable. To then go through that process of changing them, we need to be aware of the primal brain that is always seeking some level of comfort. Now, if we're not in a position of attaching what we're doing now to a level of pleasure, then what we are doing becomes inherently painful and something that we are going to try and move away from. And if at your very being, your primal brain is trying to find ways to seek something other than the thing you want to do, i.e. going for a run, then your body, that primal space for you will eventually win. And what that looks like on the surface is rather than you making the decision, your body simply makes up a story or some level of articulation of as to why you can't do it. All right, I'm too busy, I didn't sleep well, la la la, that is getting in the way of you actually doing the thing. All right, and it doesn't come from you lacking willpower, it comes from you not anchoring in a goal that's going to be a little bit more long-term focused, something that's a little bit more resilient, and ultimately just something that's a little bit more meaningful. So that is a bit of a longer conversation, but I really want to serve you on today's call, understanding that for a morning routine to be effective, it has to come from the intention that you want to show up better in the day, not the external outcome of where you want to be in 6 months. So hope that's beneficial. Hope that gives you some sort of insight as to why I'm giving this away and the reason I'm bringing that up. And like I said, if you want access to that morning routine, this does dive into that a lot deeper around some of the things you can actually add to the day. And what I find that it's most beneficial to add that in there as well. So if you want access to that, please just drop a comment below, write morning formula, and I'm more than happy to send that one through for you. All right. If you want to dive deeper into this or understand a little bit more about breaking down the behaviors change, hopefully this gives you a little bit of insight to where to start. I think that morning formula and just anchoring one of those habits, not because it looks cool, but because it actually allows you to feel really, really good. It'll be something that you can continue to do. All right. So hope that was helpful. Hope you're having an amazing week so far. And if there's any questions, I'm more than happy to circle back around and we will talk again soon, guys. Hope you have a good one, guys. See ya. Bye. This episode was brought to you by The Body Reset, world leaders in health and performance coaching. If you love this episode, it would be a massive help if you just share with one person that you think would benefit. I'd also love to hear from you personally on social media or via email if I can help you personally. Until next time, remember, long-term change comes from self-compassion, and thanks for tuning in.